Whatever you do, stay there silent. Wait until they leave the waterway to follow us. When they be well clear, you can both carry on through the water. 'Tis not a great distance to the shores and the sea. Fare you well now. I do believe we'll be off.
Milling and stamping away, our Vicar and his waterfalls crashed off through the woodlands. After a while, the silence and darkness began making Shog feel edgy. He murmured uneasily.
I don't like it, Triss. Sooner be on the move than stuck here standing still. What if Riggan spots us?
The young squiddle maid clasped her friend's paw.
This is the best chance we've got, believe me. I trust our Vicar. He looks like a woodland bumpkin, but that water vole has got a crafty old head on his shoulders.
Shog was forced to agree.
Aye, I know he wants to take Curder and the vermin away from both his own camp and us as well. Looks like we'll just have to bide here and hope we don't get spotted.
It was easier for Shog than it was for Triss, standing neck deep in their watery hideout. For what seemed an interminable age, the broad stream flowed silently by. The young squiddle maid bit down on a paw full of reeds to stop her teeth chattering as Shog murmured.
At least it ain't as bad as being in a cage at Riftguard's Fjord. Now that was real cold. Hush! Some beasts are coming.
Curda waded alongside Riggan. The slave catcher had deployed half of the Ratguard behind them, and the other half walking either side of the banks. The pure ferret princess was still not convinced they were on the right course, complaining regularly to Riggan.
You sure they went this way? There are no signs.
Peering ahead, the slave catcher growled confidently.
Don't you fret, Mom. We're hard on the trail. I knows it.
Vorto, who was up on the bank, called out excitedly.
Up here! Tracks all over the place!
Riggan hopped out onto the bank.
Back off! I want those prints clear. Keep the others away from them and keep your voice down. No need to shout all over the woodlands.
Curda halted in midstream, with the rest of her rat guards catching up to her. She was directly opposite the hidden ledge. Triss could see her clearly through a slight gap in the reeds. Both she and Shog remained completely still. At one point, when Curda turned to maintain her balance, Triss looked directly into the wicked pink eyes of the princess, convinced that Curda was staring straight back at her. Mercifully, the princess turned around to face Riggan.
You see their tracks, yar? Tell me.
Riggan was down on all fours, inspecting the area.
Oh, I sees them sure enough, Mom. They mostly belongs to a crowd of voles, but I can make out the otter and squirrel marks very faintly. They've cut off south through the trees. Not so long back either.